Jacob's flight from Canaan marked the beginning of a long period far from the promised land, and the start of his training as successor in Abraham's inheritance. Seeking a wife, he undertook the same journey that Abraham's servant had made for Isaac, but while the steward had taken with him a caravan of camels, servants, and rich gifts, Jacob travelled alone, on foot, taking nothing with him. He had to cover the distance lying between Beersheba to the south of Palestine and the city of Haran in the northern part of Mesopotamia. He was leaving an old blind father whom he had shamefully deceived, a mother he would never see again, and a brother full of hatred towards him. He had to leave the promised land, the safety and comfort of his home, the love of his parents, and, as he believed, the presence of God. He was exposed to the heat of the day, and at night he slept on the ground in the open air. Defenseless in the face of danger, Jacob must have experienced loneliness, fatigue, hunger, and fear. It was during that time of helplessness that he received the revelation of the living God. Jacob had already covered about 100 kilometers, and night was falling. In this desolate spot, he took a stone, put it under his head, and went to sleep. While he slept, he saw a ladder resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. The angels of God were ascending and descending on it, and above it stood the Lord. God said to him, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, and the God of your father Isaac. I will give to you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you, and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." With these words, God told him that all the covenant blessings would be his. As heir to the messianic promises, Jacob became one of the ancestors of the chosen people Israel, from whom would come one day the Saviour. During his ministry on earth, the Lord Jesus took this vision as a symbol of himself, the divine ladder connecting heaven and earth. "You shall see the heavens opened," he said to his disciples, "and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Through Christ, man's needs are brought to God, and God's response is given to men. Jacob awoke from his sleep and was afraid. "Surely the Lord is in this place," he thought, "and I was not aware of it. How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head and set it up as a pillar. He poured oil on top of it and called it Bethel, which means house of God. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I am making, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God. This stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will give to you a tenth." The tithe, or tenth part of his resources that Jacob was offering to God, was the outward expression of his gratitude, as well as the acknowledgement that God was, in fact, the true owner of all his possessions. Jacob was deeply impressed by this experience. The Lord became his God, and Jacob entered into a living personal relationship with the covenant God. When he came to the land of the people of the east, he saw a well with three flocks of sheep lying near it. There was a great stone over the well. When all the flocks had assembled, the shepherds would roll the stone away and water the sheep. Some shepherds were waiting there. Jacob asked them, "Where are you from?" "We're from Haran," they said. "Do you know Laban, Nahor's grandson?" said Jacob. "Yes, we know him," they answered. Then Jacob asked, "Is he well?" "Yes, he is," they said. "And here comes his daughter, Rachel, with the sheep." Jacob knew then that he had arrived at his destination, but he did not know that he would remain there for 20 years. Next episode, Jacob's family.